Hello, brethren. Once again, this is Pastor Edo coming your way with the Word of God. If the Bible turn with me to the book of 1 John chapter 2, verse numbers 1. 1 John chapter 2, verse numbers 1. I read from the King James Version of the Scriptures. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 2, verse 2. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Hallelujah. I have subtitled this sermon as Christ our Advocate. Christ our Advocate. The purpose of Christ coming on earth is to save the lost. Sin brought separation between man and God. So God sent his Son in the likeness of man to come and die for our sins. From the above scripture, John chapter 1 John chapter 2, verse numbers 1, the Apostle John highlights on the advocacy role of Christ. He cautions us not to sin, but as human, if we sin, we have an advocate in the person of Christ, the righteous, who redeemed us of our sins. Hallelujah. Christ hates sin, but loved the sinful person, because he came to die to cleanse our sins. Hallelujah. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Hallelujah. The word rendered as advocate in the Greek is parakaleidos. Parakaleitos. Parakaleitos. Which means intercessor. Parakaleitos in the Greek means intercessor. One who entreats on behalf of another, or a comforter. So my little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. So Christ our advocate, Christ our parakaletos, Christ our parakaletos, which means intercessor, one who entreats on behalf of another, or a comforter. Hallelujah. Now, why is Christ our advocate? Christ is our advocate because he wants mankind to repent. Christ was all human. Christ wants all of us to repent and be saved. Christ wants us to repent and be saved. It is only the repentant person who will be saved. So Christ wants us to repent so that we will be saved. And for that matter, he's an advocate for us. Hallelujah. He's interceding for us so that we can repent and be saved. Why is Christ our advocate? Because Christ has love for mankind. Christ have love for mankind. The love is agape. Christ have love for mankind. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John chapter 3, verse number 16. Christ is our advocate. So Christ showed his love for us, that he came to die for you and I, so that we'll have everlasting life. Hallelujah. Christ our advocate. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. Hallelujah. Christ our advocate. Christ our parakalenos. Christ our parakletos. Christ our intercessor. Christ our comforter. Hallelujah. How is Christ our advocate? He came to die on a cross. Christ came to die on a cross. The advocate of Christ was manifested when he was crucified on a cross. He came to die for you and I. How did Christ become our advocate? He paid the price on our behalf. Christ paid the price on our behalf. We are supposed to die due to our sinful nature, but Christ paid the price for our sins. Hallelujah. Turn to the Bible too. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse numbers 24. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse numbers 24. From the King James Version of the Scriptures. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse numbers 24, King James. Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. Hallelujah. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse numbers 24. Who himself bore our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, having died to sin, might live for righteousness, by whose stripes we were healed. Hallelujah. Christ our advocate. He paid the price on our behalf. Christ our advocate. Christ purchased us with his own blood on the cross. Christ purchased us with his own blood on the cross. So we don't live for ourselves, but we live unto the Lord. Hallelujah. How is Christ our advocate? Christ became a propitiation for us. Christ became a propitiation for us. The word propitiation in Greek means hilasmos. Hilasmos, which means atonement of our sins. Hilasmos means atonement of our sins. And he is the propitiation of our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. 1 John chapter 2, verse 3. Now by this we know that we know him, if we keep his commandment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now by this we know him, if we keep his commandment. Hallelujah. He bore our sins for us. He bore our sins on the cross. He died for you and I, so that we live again. Christ paid the price on our behalf. Christ purchased us with his own blood on the cross. Christ became a propitiation for us. He became atonement for our sins. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. 1 Peter 2, verse numbers 2. 1 Peter 2, verse numbers 2. We as Christians are not supposed to live in our sinful nature, because Christ has already paid the price for our sins. Any sinful life will separate us from the love of God. May the Lord help us and grant us and lead us into a sinless life, so that we always be upright before the Father. And as a concluding remarks, let's take our sermon text again. 1 John chapter 2, verse numbers 1. My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. It is Pastor Edu coming away this morning. Amen.